Rauner made hundreds of millions of dollars as a private equity investor. Lately, though, he's been investing in himself, spending $27 million of his vast fortune on a quest to become governor of Illinois. He outspent Quinn by more than 2-1, and in so doing made this by far the most expensive campaign in Illinois history. But speaking to supporters at a Chicago hotel Tuesday night, he seemed to think it was worth it.
Are you ready for a new direction? Are you ready to bring back Illinois?
His victory was no sure thing. Across the country, 2014 was a Republican year, but Illinois is still a blue state. And Quinn has beaten the odds before, barely winning a full term the year after Rod Blagojevich's impeachment elevated him to the top job. After months of public appearances, thousands of blistering attack ads, and polls that had the race in a dead heat, Rauner appears to have defeated Quinn by 5 percentage points, 51-46. Despite Rauner's win, Illinois is still in many ways a Democratic state.
The voters have spoken. The voters have asked for divided government. For the first time in many years, we'll have a Republican governor and a Democratic legislature.
During the campaign, Rauner liked to talk about the trio of terrible government, lumping together Blagojevich, Quinn, and House Speaker Michael Madigan. But on election night, he was singing a new tune.
Just a few minutes ago, I called Speaker Madigan. I understand. I called President Cullerton, and I said to them, this is an opportunity for us to work together.
Rauner will need the cooperation of the Democratic leaders if he hopes to get anything done. On that front, just what his agenda consists of is a bit of a mystery. Will Rauner seek to weaken government employee unions like he talked about in the Republican primary? Will he focus on economic issues like in the general election? He seems to be pivoting again, talking about the need to make Illinois a state that is competitive and compassionate.
We can judge our state, we can judge our nation by how well we care for our most vulnerable citizens. That is a good way to judge the quality of our life and our families.
I think if you went back and looked at the commercials, there's an awful lot about shaking up Springfield and all of the things that were going wrong, but we didn't hear a lot of compassion.
This is Kent Redfield, a political scientist who's long observed state government from the University of Illinois Springfield. He says there's a reason Rauner's speech was so moderate.
The reality is that he's dealing with huge majorities.
Majority Democrats will probably have to cut spending, Redfield says, and reluctant Republicans will have to find more revenue.
The Speaker and the Senate President are going to demand that there be Republican votes on those roll calls to raise taxes. So it's going to be a fascinating legislative session.
If you ask Governor Quinn, we are getting ahead of ourselves. Yes, the Associated Press, NPR, NBC, and other outlets have all declared Rauner the winner, but Quinn is refusing to concede.
I don't believe in throwing in the towel if that many votes are being counted.
He spoke for less than 3 minutes and said it could take days to count the outstanding ballots.
And we will never, ever yield to a result until all the votes are in. Thank you very much.
Even if he does lose, as seems inevitable, Quinn is not out of power yet. There are still veto and lame duck sessions of the legislature before Rauner would take office in January. I'm Brian Mackey.